Our feature reader this week is enslaved by her two cats, so the first feature selected itself. It was written for the Evening News by Keyboard Warrior, and he looks at putting the cat among the pigeons, robins, sparrows and dunnocks. The feature is read by Elaine Smith.
An interaction in the garden caught my attention this week. In what feels like the further Disneyfication of my life, an interaction in the garden caught my attention this week. Having been under house arrest for the past month, while an interesting eye issue was treated, complicated name, vet was delighted as it's the only second case she's ever seen, cat was smug, Mr. J finally returned to the wild to do what he does best. Namely, wehind a specific shrub within dashing distance of the door and come back in. On his way to his special place, a robin appeared on a low branch. He stopped. The robin waited. And waited. While Mr. J waited. Finally, the robin took the hint, hopped up a branch, and Mr. J could go about his business uninterrupted. What had clearly taken place was an agreement. The robin was happy to stand still while Mr. J wandered past. Mr. J couldn't be seen to just wander past because cat. And anyway, I was watching. So he waited for the robin to move out of his direct eye line, purposefully didn't look up. Seriously, the bird had gone up one branch, like barely an inch, and trotted past, hoping no one would notice. The robin stayed put, clearly feeling no sense of threat. So my cat is now making sure the birds in the garden don't do anything that he might have to react to. And they happily whiz about the place, just above his head, so he doesn't have to make any effort in noticing them. Honestly, all that was missing was a jaunty jazz song with some killer alto trumpet. I may have rediscovered the Jungle Book groove recently. The world, and the internet in particular, being what it is, it took barely an hour for an article about cats being better, worse, or just the same as dogs, I'll be honest, I barely read it, to cross my path with the impressive claim that cats kill 50 million birds annually in this country. That's 50. 5-0. 50 million. Given Mr. J hasn't been that bothered since he landed upside down in a shrub 10 years ago while a blue tit laughed at him, and he hadn't caught a bird before that either, it felt like both a scurrilous claim against the species and a possible wild exaggeration. I was so annoyed, I actually looked some stuff up. I know, right? That annoyed. So here's the thing. At the last count, Cats Protection seemed to do an annual survey on this sort of thing. The UK was home to 10.6 million cats last year. That's down from 2023. Now, that's not 10 million cats running about the place. Some are old. Some are lazy. Some are both. Hello again, Mr. J. Some live indoors. The indoor thing is annoying because no one seems to have counted them, and I think we can agree that unless they live with a wayward budgie, there's unlikely to be any blood on their paws. Rough guess time, let's say a quarter of the population are indoor cats. Could call it a fifth, but maths isn't my thing. And this is already starting to feel like homework. That's around 3 million cats not ruffling any feathers. So 7 million cats are killing 50 million birds annually. That's 7 birds per cat a year. That seems like a lot. And cats have been getting hammered by this fact for years now. It's the biggest argument against them, somehow trumping the fact that they are selfish little sods who only sit on you to make sure the seat will be warm in 20 minutes when they try and shove you out of the way. But here's the thing. Yes, the bird population is declining at an alarming rate. Know what else is disappearing? Hedges. Know what birds like? Then there's insecticides and pesticides, both of which kill off the very things birds eat to live. That's two reasons for the declining population right there, and a cat hasn't lifted a claw. We can save the warming climate, the shift in weather patterns, and the fact birds are now having babies at the wrong time for another day. Dogs, meanwhile, are strutting about the place like they don't do anything wrong. It feels a bit like Spike has finally beaten Tom. But as a counterpoint here, cats don't attack livestock. Too big, too far away. Cat bites are rarely lethal. If they were, I would have been dead several times over. Cats don't poo in the street. The neighbour's garden and prized flower tubs are there for a reason, you know. I'm not saying cats are perfect, even if Mr. J definitely is. But blaming them for a problem that has so many other clear factors just feels lazy and wrong. And as for which is better, this has long been a reductive argument. I live with both cats and dogs. You have these companions for very different reasons. You adopt dogs because you want companionship, validation, love, and affection. You get adopted by a cat because you were once in an emotionally abusive relationship and you miss it.
Thank you, Elaine.